Hi.
We're on.
Happy post-Thanksgiving to you. Happy post-Thanksgiving to you, for all of you in America. It is the day after Thanksgiving, and my name is Michelle.
I was like, where are you going with this? Yeah, my name is Brian.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. And
proverbial porch. You forgot the proverbial part.
I didn't want to say it this time. But anyway,
I'm just thankful to be able to say big words.
Proverbial? Yeah, you couldn't say it last time, did you? So anyways, thankful. What are you thankful for? I know a lot of you were eating turkey and ham and all sorts of stuff yesterday.
Well, I mean, most people are thankful for, you know, Uncle Tom who came over and interrupted the football game. And
there's football on Thanksgiving?
Where have you been?
I thought it was just the parade. Thanksgiving parade.
There's the Macy's Day Parade, yeah, and then there's the Detroit Lions always play. I think Dallas always plays.
That's for the U.S. For those of you not in the U.S.
Yeah, American football.
It's American football. My family, we're too busy eating and talking, so we don't watch the game. We do a lot of singing though. There's usually a guitar out and we're singing.
Yeah. So we have to say, make sure you share this video. Make sure you share this podcast. Because, and you know, Uncle Tom might need it.
And subscribe.
Subscribe.
We're thankful that you watch us at all. How about that?
So when we said thankful, there was only one song that came to mind.
Thank you for being a friend.
What was that from?
Golden Girls.
Oh, that's right.
All around the world and back again.
Well, I had Cheers in mind, but I knew that was wrong. I just,
yeah,
I knew it was wrong. It was just, I didn't know where it came from.
and I have the Natalie Merchant song, Kind and Generous, in my head.
Kind and generous.
She never says it.
Yes, she does.
She does?
Oh, yeah. That's about the only thing she says in the song, actually.
She says, you're kind and generous. Yeah, I can't remember it. I just remember kind and generous, and she was thankful for everybody. Now,
so hopefully you got along well with the relatives yesterday. Everything is good to go. I hope everybody had a good time.
I hope everyone's
thankful for family.
Thankful that you have the ability to eat. There are a lot of people.
Yeah, especially today.
Yeah, I mean, did you see the price of turkeys?
I saw a meme that showed like a chicken leg, a teaspoon of potatoes, a teaspoon of green pea. This year's Thanksgiving dinner.
I told my husband, let's not do Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. We'll do it 2 days after. That way the turkeys are like 10 cents a pound.
They were crazy.
Yeah.
I bought an 8-pounder or something. I forget what it cost. But yeah, just the prices of everything.
Well, and we are.
But we don't want to go there.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. But thankfulness. I mean,
we could be thankful because the price of gas went down for this year's Thanksgiving trips.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Instead of being like $3.70, it was more like $3.30 or something.
That's in Colorado. The rest of the
world. Well, no, that was the national average kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I wanted to go really deep with the whole thankfulness because I'm thankful for a lot of things in my life. And a funny thing is I'm thankful for all the things I thought were bad because they ended up being good.
Well, before you go too deep, because this is actually one of my hardest subjects.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just one of those things. But growing up, I didn't say thank you a lot.
Really?
I've learned to say thank you. When somebody gives you something or compliments you, that to me, that's not thankfulness. I know, I understand. But just the somebody thanking me or me thanking them for some kind favor or something like that has always been a tough thing for me. And I don't understand why, but I've had to learn to actually say thank you.
Well, I can give you an inkling on it. See, Brian is one of those people who will just do. He sees a need and he'll just do it. And it's not that he's doing it because he wants to be thanked. He does it because it needs to be done and someone's got to do it and he can do it. So when he hears thank you, it's like, well, who else is going to do it? Oh, I can do it. Well, it'll be a lot easier for me to do it. And I think that's why he has difficulty with the word thank you.
So my kindheartedness limits me to thankful?
Well, because you give. It's your natural
state. So analyze me this afternoon.
You naturally give.
Should I get a couch? And Okay. Now it's all my mother's fault. I know.
No, it was just that you're a doer. You're a doer and you're a giver. And you get confused when people don't want to do something. And so I think that's where your dilemma is. It's, well, why wouldn't I? Well, thank you so much for opening the door. Why wouldn't I? I was there.
It was my point in life at that moment. Yes.
Yeah. So that's why you have difficulty with it, because it's like, oh, I would be nice to anybody. Why would I?
Why do I? In other words, not expecting it.
Yeah.
I don't expect a lot of thank yous. Now, sometimes we do things that we do expect at least a thank you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that take time. They take money, mainly time in most cases. And you do something for somebody and then they don't even say thank you. Now, that's an appreciation to me.
I freaked you out that one time where he has been working on my website, making it all pretty, doing all this stuff. And one day I just handed him money. He's like, what is this for?
I said, the hell.
I said, thank you for working on my site. He goes, I don't know what to do with this. Spend it.
I don't know how to accept it.
Yeah. It's like, just take it.
I can't say I was never given anything in my life by any means. And I can't say I'm not thankful or grateful for anything. Well, there's probably a few things, but thankfulness, I mean, just being thanked sometimes is not something that I always heard, I guess, growing up. And it just makes it hard to say, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm glad you trained yourself to say it.
And it has been, it really has been a training. And I think there's a lot of people out there, they don't know what to say or why to say it, or it's just not part of their nature. And thank you or you're welcome was never part of my, it was always my nature to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. But not to say.
But not to say you're welcome.
Well, I a little tidbit into Brian, you know, he's putting this book together of adoption stories. And I always think, my, no matter what kind of life you have, be thankful that someone adopted you. Because I knew a lot of people who were never adopted.
Oh, yeah. Things could have been a totally different.
Yeah, you wouldn't be outcome. Sitting here right now.
Possibly. You know. I won't say things came easy to me, but things have never really come hard.
Yeah, you had a base.
Or at least I didn't feel that they were hard. Everything, just like we talked in the last video, you have to appreciate what you're given. You have to earn your success, those kind of things, and go through the trials and the tribulations. I guess I never looked at it as I'm a big thing with, I don't like the word failure.
No.
Okay. So when you never see failure, I'm kind of confused in this one. Being thankful and grateful for what you've got. If you've earned it, are you grateful? Should you be grateful if you've earned it?
That you had the ability to earn it.
Well, see, that's looking at it a different direction.
And see, that's how I go deep. Everything I
here we go. Hold on, folks. Grab the ropes.
Well, everything I do is about being grateful and sitting in gratefulness and being thankful for everything. Because, you know, we always think, oh, well, especially we in America, I mean, for being military and being a military brat and traveling around the world and seeing third world nations and traveling so much to see other worlds and how other countries live, I'm thankful to have anything. I mean, we've got people, I mean, I've got a closet full of clothes. I'm thankful that I have a shirt, you know, and I've got 15 billion of them. And so my thing is you got to find your thankfulness. You've got to find what you're grateful for. Because when you think of what you need and what you want, what you need, what we really need is we need one outfit to keep us warm. There.
Shoes on our feet.
Yeah. I mean,
food in our gut.
If you really think about it, we are all in overabundance. If you want to go so that deep that you can go into that whole minimalist world, that be thankful that you have food. I mean, people, there are nations, like I grew up in the Philippines, where there was one big pot of rice, you know, one big bowl of rice, and 16 people were sharing this 2 cups of rice. And you run around now, you go to a restaurant and
you just buy what you want.
The one person, your one plate, your meal is the meal that would feed a family of 16 in another nation. And so you've got to think, I'm really grateful that I have the ability to eat anything what I want. There are people who are eating ants. And I know there are some countries. Yeah.
I know, but that just bring up the fact, you know, after all that turkey and you bring up ants.
Well, that sounds, that we have a turkey. I remember having Thanksgiving and inviting our landlord when we lived in Germany. And we pulled out that turkey and he was like, where did you find the dinosaur? And I'm like, no, it's a turkey. It's an American turkey. Is birds don't get that big. And so their chicken is what they would have, that was a meal for everybody.
Right.
We pulled out a turkey that was 20 something pounds. And they're like, why does anyone need that much meat in one meal? But that's how our mentality is.
There's always leftover at a 22. And I don't care how many people you have. 22 pounds of turkey is a lot of turkey. And there's
you
always
have
leftover.
Not been to my family reunions. We've got like 70 people. We've got two turkeys and two hams.
Well,
I guess it's all gone.
I suppose I'm spoiled because when there's a 22 pound turkey, that's a lot of breast meat and that's all we ever eat. We don't eat all the rest of the dark meat.
Apparently he has not been around a Filipino family.
I don't know what to do with dark meat because I don't like
dark meat. We fight over the legs.
Oh no.
The legs and the wings.
but that's what happens when call it spoiled, if you will, or grow up with, in a way, I want to say privileged, but that's not a good word for today's society.
Well, it is privileged in comparison to other nations.
Right.
And that's where my brain is if you're out here and you're an American and you're watching and thinking you have nothing to be grateful for, that you are watching this on your computer or on your cell phone, you should be very grateful for what you have. There are people who don't have that kind of stuff. And so that is where I go. I go that deep. And I think that we should all be grateful for everything we have. That we can complain is something we should be thankful for. There are countries where you can't complain.
Right.
So there's so much. I have my feet up and everything. I'm all comfy. That's what's so amazing about giving thanks. And I don't think we should be giving thanks only on one time during the year. I really think we need to be doing it on a daily basis because we forget how much we really do have.
Well, as the old saying goes, you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Or the sign my father had in our kitchen was, I complained I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet.
You brought that up in a speech.
Yes, I did.
I think it was the one for the military.
Yes, it was. It was the Peterson TEDx. And that's really, it's a good way of keeping perspective on when you think the world is attacking you and that you're down, you're depressed, and you lost your job, your boyfriend left you, your girlfriend left you, your spouse, whatever, your children are going awry. When you start thinking the world is going crazy around you, realize the simple things. And they bring you back into perspective.
Well, like my mama always said, I can take you out of this world with the things you came in with.
Oh, dear.
Because we came into this world with nothing. All of us did. I don't care who you are.
And we're all leaving this world with nothing.
Well, pretty much. We're leaving it all behind.
Yeah.
But you've got to be, I do believe that you have to be thankful. I do believe in that.
Always.
However, I find it hard to define this subject.
Really?
Yes.
Well, see, I'm thankful for Brian.
I'm thankful for you.
But I'm serious. I am thankful for him because I am not a techie person and I get overwhelmed by numbers and overwhelmed by all the little intricacies that I need to do as a global speaker and now music artist, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many things and postage and tracking and who pays what and where the taxes go and all this stuff. It's so overwhelming to me that I would just stop.
And that's what a lot of us do.
And he would do it for it. He helps me.
Right. But that's what a lot of us do when it comes to our businesses. Sometimes we see something that's going to be a struggle or we try and do something and we just don't do it because we don't want to. Because it is, and then we find out a lot of times that it's a whole lot easier than we thought it was.
Yeah, we make a mountain out of a molehill.
A molehill. There's an L in there.
Yeah. Molehill. You found one of the words I can't say. The other thing is I'm very thankful for my family, especially my husband. I'm a traveling fool and he holds the fort down and he tracks everything I do. So I'll be going 95 I won't even say miles per hour, Mach 20. And he just picks everything up in my wake and does, okay, you did this, you spoke here, you got this award. You, and he knows everything I've done. And if anyone walks up and says, Michelle, did you do this? I do.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of crazy. I had to laugh because I thought about you this morning. A thing popped up on my Facebook, a 10-year, you know, memory or whatever, that Julie was in the hospital. So I went to Julie instead of to your husband's spreadsheet. Because going to your husband's spreadsheet, I'd know the answer. I don't have a spreadsheet for my wife. And I'm like,
what were you in the hospital
for? What the hell were you in the hospital for? She's like, I don't remember. 10 years ago this today kind of a thing. I'm like,
whoa. We know every hospital stay, the doctors, the nurses' names. I mean, we have it all.
It must not have been too dramatic because even she didn't remember. I felt bad about even asking her because, what, you don't remember is what I expected to hear. But she's like, I don't know.
And what's funny is I've had so many surgeries and so many hospital stays. I don't remember a lot of the people who helped me, but my husband does. Why? Because he has a spreadsheet. He knows. He knows right. Who worked on me and what. And no. It's like, really? He even knows the part numbers for all the things they replaced inside of my body.
Oh, goodness.
Well, you have to. So like with breast cancer, I mean, I have implants now. They have serial numbers on the implants. And when they have recalls, you need to know what the serial number is.
Oh, you know what? I didn't tell you the story about when I got back from Dubai.
No, what happened?
I didn't tell you that I lost the car.
Oh, yes. My husband told me you lost my car.
Yeah. So, but of all the people, I was not worried about calling to say, hey, what's your license plate number? Because I needed the license plate number for the parking folks to find it. I called Michael up and I'm like, I know you've got the license plate number. What's the license plate on that? I knew he was going to have it. And so
aren't you thankful that my husband's anal retentive?
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. The little things, you're like, oh, I'm just doing it. And I come home and he's like, I made your favorite meal. I know you haven't had blah, blah, blah for a while. So I made this. Oh, and I washed the sheets because I know you love clean sheets. So I washed the sheets and I have your favorite towel. I'm like,
I need him for a husband.
I know.
He's Michael, awesome. Michael, you want to be my wife?
Michael's awesome. And what's so funny is my whole family loves Michael. I have to tell you the story. When we got engaged, we went to Georgia to introduce him to the family. And my grandmother made him do tinikling. And she said he can't marry me until he dances tinikling. Tinikling is a Philippine traditional dance where they have bamboo sticks, like 12-foot bamboo sticks, and there's two people and they do. And they hold they take the bamboo.
That's
and
a Filipino thing?
Slam them together. Slam them together.
That's
slam.
Filipino? I did not know that was Filipino.
And it's called tinikling.
And I didn't know what it was
and
called, of course.
The woman dances through the slamming boards. And if the man wants to marry her, he has to join her into the slamming boards. And so you have to dance through them without getting hit. And it was hilarious because, one, you need talent. Two, you need rhythm.
I don't think Michael has much rhythm. He
doesn't have rhythm. So it was like, snap, snap. He's like, can I put my boots back on?
I can so see this.
But what's so funny is that... he passed the tinikling dance. We didn't go too complicated on him because I can hop in like, you know, it's like double dutch, but it's with bamboo and it hurts. Ouch. When it hits you. And so I'm all over those things. I don't have a problem with tinikling at all. And he passed the test and he says, well, you know, we had dinner and everything. And Michael's like, oh, well, I have ingredients to make cookies. Filipinos don't tend to bake. Okay. And so he made chocolate butterscotch cookies. And now Michael's the favorite one in the entire family. So Thanksgiving, he's made like 6 dozen chocolate chip butterscotch cookies. They are always perfect. And we gobble them all up after Thanksgiving. And a lot of the times we forget pie because his cookies are present. So we are
now, now you've got my brain on thankful for food.
Yes.
Buckeyes.
I can't wait for the Buckeyes. His daughter's going to start making Buckeyes next week. Christmas season. So I'm so happy. I'm thankful that Cassie makes Buckeye and that I live close enough to know where their freezer is, where she stores them.
Yeah. She just posted her one of the her memories. It was like from 5 years ago, and she made like 5 dozen of them.
Did we eat 4 dozen of them?
Oh, we ate them all at one point, I think.
So what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my husband and how well he takes care of me. I'm thankful for Brian because he also takes care of me. Wait a minute. Everyone's taking care of me.
Do you do anything on your own?
Or as my sister Yvette calls me, you're a brat.
Yes.
You've always been a brat.
Yes.
You've always been a brat. You will always be a brat. And I do, but I'm a nice brat. I don't even notice I'm a brat. I just am.
Yeah, but the story she was telling about you in Dubai.
Which one?
Oh, all the stories about you wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Here's the funny thing about me. I am a professional speaker, right? I'm very articulate. But what most people don't know is growing up, I had a speech impediment. And I could not say certain words. And one of the things is peanut butter and jelly. I couldn't say it. I called it a daddy panwich.
Yeah.
And I would go into tirades because, you know, my aunt would say, what did you want for lunch? I do daddy panwich. And she'd do what? Daddy panwich. I don't know what you mean. I want daddy panwich. And she says, you were cute. You're little, and I'm the only one who understood your language. And now I speak for a living. So see, you never know. That's what speech therapy was for.
Thankful for speech therapy.
I'm thankful for speech therapy. I'm thankful that my speech therapist was from the Midwest and she didn't have an accent. So I have no accent because she taught me English again. What?
I'm running through my head to whether or not you have a...
I don't have an accent.
Whether you have an accent.
No, it's not even a Midwest. It's kind of like in the middle of Nebraska.
Well, Iowa-ish. Midwest, Indiana is actually called the most neutral.
Yeah.
I have a
neutral accent because my father's from Louisiana.
Yeah. So you definitely don't have a Louisiana.
And my mother's from the Philippines.
Yeah.
So I have no accent. My speech therapist erased it.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for speech therapy. And I'm sure my sister and my entire family is very grateful for speech therapy because she was the only one who could translate what I wanted.
You know, it's really weird on this side of the camera.
It is.
On these chairs because I have to look at a different spot.
Well, and that's why I wanted to sit on this side because my hair looks really good on this side.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I'm thankful for my curls today. What else are you thankful for? I'm thankful that Brian has his man cave that we can use as our
my sanctuary.
Sound studio.
Well, the other thing is I need to water plants.
And so you're thankful that your daughter...
That my daughter put plants in my room.
And then
actually, it was her room that I took over and she left the plants.
Well, and she's thankful that you keep them alive.
Oh, I'm sure.
So what are you thankful for? I mean, as we're rambling about being thankful, what is the smallest thing you're thankful for? I'm thankful that I breathe. I woke up.
Okay, that's better. I'm going to say because breathing comes naturally.
Not necessarily. You've never woke up with bronchitis, have you?
Oh, well, yes, I have, but...
Yeah. Or I'm thankful, I mean, during my surgeries, when they put that tube down your throat during surgery, I hated those things. I was so thankful when they pulled those dang tubes out.
I don't think I've had one of those.
Oh, you never want one. It's painful.
You know, I got a lot of things wrong with me, but I never have gotten anything serious where I've ended up in the hospital.
Knock on wood. I'm superstitious a little bit.
I guess I could be thankful for what I do have. I'm thankful for my health. I mean, it could be better.
It could be better.
I mean, yeah, I thought my wife's records were like this big. Mine were like this, but now over the years, mine keeps getting bigger. But I just avoid the doctor so that my...
That's not right.
So my records can't grow.
That's terrible.
See, there is a method to my madness.
Go see your doctor.
Avoid it and you won't ever have to worry about it.
Ignorance is not bliss when it comes to your health. Oh my gosh. But yes, I mean, think about all the things you're thankful for, and they don't have to be huge things. They can be little things. And remember that whenever you're having a bad day, especially in your business, be thankful that you can even have a business. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just editing a book where the gentleman's grandfather owned a business in Puerto Rico and during Fidel Castro's time. And Fidel just took all the businesses and kicked him out of his business and threw his grandfather out into a field and started. I mean, be thankful that you can have a business. I mean, there's just so much and so much to be grateful for, even in this turbulent, crazy world that we live in, that there's good things that are still out there and we have to be able to focus on them. Because if we keep watching the news, you'll forget that there are good things in the world.
I have a friend who actually dealt with Castro and those kind of things growing up. And you've mentioned it many times. However, your opinion and her opinion are totally opposites.
Really?
It's interesting. I was listening to part of her story. And it's like she appreciates some of the stuff that Castro did.
Oh, a lot of people appreciate, you know, what Marcos did, because how he,
or Marcos,
what Marcos did, yeah, what Marcos,
not Castro,
did,
Marcos,
yeah, what Marcos did for the Philippines.
Right.
But, I mean, I remember all the violent things, so
right.
I'm not too pleased on that. But
I just find it was
overall, interesting.
You guys are the same age in the same place, kind of thing. I don't know if it's the same time, but the two different opinions. It's just like what we have going on now with Israel and
it's all perspective
in Palestine. Everybody's got their own side and their own perspective, you know, and it's like, wow.
Was she military?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But her dad was from there or whatever. Her dad lived there all his life.
Okay. So that might be the other difference.
There could be. I don't know. I it's not even something I want to get into a discussion on because I don't have enough information. But as far as opinion goes, I find it's interesting.
It's all perspective.
Yeah. Back to that word again, perspective.
It's all perspective. It's all perspective and what you want to, what you saw. I mean, you have to think, we all form opinions when we're younger. We gain opinions from the adults around us. And then we also gain opinions from what we experience personally as children. And then we encapsulate it. And as we get older, our subconscious says, that's bad. Don't do that. That hurt last time you did it. You know, don't do that because you saw a grown-up do that. Oh, your grown-up lost money, so hold on to money because money will disappear. And so we get all these things that in our heads, and it's all perspective. And what we do is we hold on to them so tight that a lot of times it stops us from growing. And so you have to reassess, where are my opinions coming from? Are they from what I experienced, what I've learned, or what I saw someone else learn, and you just encapsulate it into your state of mind?
Well, I find it interesting. This isn't a yeah, but I find it interesting that it from two different perspectives as a parent. Okay. First of all, as a child, your mom, your dad, whatever, they were the biggest pain in the neck ever, but everybody that was your friend loved them. And you're like, you don't live with them. Okay. But then there's the other side of it too, that as a child, you know, and I remember hearing it all the time. Oh, Brian is such a great kid. He helped me clean up this. He helped me do that. He do a lot of this. My mom's going, rrr, 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 rrr.
He doesn't help at home.
He doesn't help at home. Why couldn't he get a gift? And we hear that with all, we said it with our kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they go out and they help somebody else. They help the Boy Scouts. They help a parent with the Boy Scouts, whatever it is. And we get a report back. Your kid is amazing. He didn't annoy the heck out of you, or she didn't annoy the heck out of you.
No best kid ever.
It's like, well, I guess I taught him right how to behave in public, you know, but it's, again, it's perspective.
Well, in growing up, my parents were very, very strict. And as a child, I hated it because I watched how strict they were to my older brothers and sister. And I'm the middle kid, so I got away with a lot of things. By the time they got to me, I think they were tired and they didn't pay attention as much.
That's usually the case.
Yeah, they were tired. They didn't pay attention. So I was a little wild child. And I look back and do, wow, they were so strict. It was horrible. But as an adult, I do. But because they're strict, my moral my moral code is really high. And what I expect from my children and myself are also very high. And I think it helps me as an adult and as a speaker and a businesswoman. Everything I do is because of that strictness, that rigidness they gave me. And then I think back and I do, oh my gosh, because they were so strict, I was so much easier on my kids. Did I mess them up? Now my kids are
great. Because we always do the opposite of what our parents do. At least they say that we do.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we're at the end.
Oh.
So I guess at this point, I mean, her whole story was thankful. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about, you know, maybe we were all thankful for the discipline we received in certain ways, of course.
Or thankful for not discipline so that you could realize that discipline actually kind of helps.
Yeah. Well, it helped you
serve in the military a lot easier.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But it also allowed me to ignore it too.
Yeah, because you become numb to the screaming. Mm-hmm. So like I had a drill sergeant just screaming in my face once. Well, I'm like, yeah, and I mean, my father could, you know, get into your face and get scary and all that. And I understood that he was doing it for one reason or another. So when an outside person was screaming at me, I went, there's nothing you can do to me. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I just sat there and just let him scream. And everyone else is crying. And I'm like,
yeah. Okay.
Thank you for the discipline. Now, there's always a limit on that. Okay. Don't go too crazy. But think about what you're thankful for. And sometimes the bad things in your past are kind of good things for you now. I mean, you know me, I've got a lot of bad in my past, but I love who I am today because I survived it. So like our last podcast we did about keep going on, keep the fires mm-hmm. burning, get through things that you think are bad. Don't stay in it. When you find yourself in hell, don't stop. Be thankful that you have the ability to keep moving forward.
And for all our fans out there. Thank you for being our friend.
Yes. And thank you for sharing and thank you for subscribing. And we'll see you. Well, we'll see you again before the new year because we're going to do a couple more podcasts before January. So start thinking about January. And if you are a New Year's Eve kind of person that does New Year's resolutions, I predict you probably are. Do them now. Don't wait for the new year. So I'm thankful.
Start now.
Yeah, start now. I'm thankful that you are out there doing your thing and being the best version of you. And until next week, the Thankful Denim and Pearls crew, my name is Michelle Moraz.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
And our last pearl of wisdom, don't forget to share. Peace.